Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's unemployment crisis is getting worse. The latest figures just released by Stats SA show unemployment has risen to 33.5% in the second quarter of this year from 32.9% in the first quarter. It is the highest rate since 2022, and economists polled by Bloomberg had been expecting a figure beneath 32%. This means that some 8.4 million people are now unemployed in this country, a record high and up from 5.2 million 10 years ago. And more than three quarters of these have been without work for more than a year. Even more worrying, some 3.6 million out of 10.3 million young people between the ages of 15 and 24 are not in employment, education, or training, and that is 35.2%. The expanded unemployment rate, which includes people who've simply given up looking for work, is now as high as 42.6%. The province worst affected in terms of expanded unemployment is Northwest at 54.2%, but the Eastern Cape's not doing much better. It's at 49.7%. Not helping, a drop in mining production, which is down by a seasonally adjusted 0.9% in the second quarter of this year. Iron ore down 12%, coal down 2.6%. Again, the figures from Stats SA, and they're likely to filter through to the GDP numbers in due course. Why is mining production down? Well, as we've reported before, miners have cut back. Kumba Iron Ore chief amongst them, because they can't get the output to the ports using Transnet's faltering rail system. Transnet is moving less thermal coal now than it was at the beginning of the 1990s. Meanwhile, lower US inflation figures have sparked a drop in the dollar and a rally in emerging market currencies. The bet is now very firm that interest rates in the US will start coming down as early as next month. The dollar has weakened to 1.10 against the euro, which sees the rand move up to 18.14 against the dollar, 19.93 against the euro, 23.31 against sterling. And that has helped the JSE with both the all-share and top 40 closing up 0.5%. London's FTSE up 0.33%, and in New York, the Dow up 1%, the S&P 500 up 1.7%, the NASDAQ up 2.4%. Tokyo this morning, just above flat, Hong Kong down 0.3%, Sydney up 0.6%. Gold at 2,461, platinum 935, Bitcoin just under 61,100, Brent crude oil just over $81 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.